Welcome to Crust-Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat Basile. We are coming to you live to bring you stories of people like you and me who are busting through to their unlimited possibilities. Right about now, you may be asking, what is crust? Crust is what keeps you stuck. It is anything you think, feel, or believe that prevents you from living life full out. We're coming to you live on a Monday. This is Crust-Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. Did I yell too loud there?
Just a hair.
I scared myself.
Yeah, you did.
I have just scared myself.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. We are here.
Pre-show jitters.
And you know, I love that ad because it says we're live as opposed to
stale,
not
old,
being
and recorded.
Live.
Not necessarily.
Well, this is Monday. You're listening to Crust-Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat. Boy, we've got a lot of announcements today. And, well, they're good news. And producer
Benny Mathers.
And the wonderful, amazing Linda.
Say hi, Linda.
I have to tell you, my first announcement is this. Say hello.
Hello.
All right, there you go.
Hello.
Please
background.
Say hello. Linda was scheduled to be on a plane this morning.
This Linda
This morning.
Here.
That's right.
Right here.
Today, March 1st.
You weren't even going to say goodbye?
Well.
That's so not cool.
That's right. And because
I would have flown back, grabbed her, and flew her back and said goodbye and then flown her back again.
We haven't pulled the angel card today, but I have to tell you, I'm a big time gratitude attitude right now. Huge. Big time.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Linda's not on the plane. She is truly a friend. How many of you out there have friends like this? This is such a gift. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't really say thank you, thank you. Thank you for this gift. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for her willingness to hang out here. And, you know, each day she's still looking for the sun. But, you know, it came out this weekend, so she was, like, happy.
And it was out.
It was out. And just to help really launch the whole crust-busting thing. And, boy, do we have some stuff going on this month.
We so appreciate
that's why
her being here. She's
we
done a
so
lot of work, and
it.
We can't thank her enough.
No.
And she's
no.
not even, like, paying attention. She's still
she's just doing,
doing other stuff. She doesn't even want to be on the microphone. She's leaving the room because she doesn't want us to talk about
because she's going
her.
To the
the auxiliary room.
I heard that that's what we call it. I call it the green room.
It can be a green okay. room, but it's our
so
backup
So I found
room.
Out today from Lucia on her way out, our buddies from Contact Talk Radio that are on before us, we love them,
mm-hmm.
that's called the auxiliary room.
It is.
I know. It's not even green, but I'm still going to call it the green room. Hi, Linda.
We can put a green light in there. Oh, she can't hear the station, so I have to go in there
all
and
right.
fix it.
Well, Benny, how about the card? We're going to pull an angel card today. And today, let's just say what we've got going on.
Okay.
Today, we have Sue Storm. Sue is another angel. I'm so grateful that joins us each and every Monday. We start her Monday. It is like awesome for everyone. I am so jazzed. I cannot wait to get in here. And you're part of that, Benny.
Aw, thanks.
I know. You're looking good, Benny.
I am.
Did you get a new hat?
I'm not wearing a hat that I usually do, and I usually kind of maybe I do the little flick in the front with
Did
the hair sometimes.
Did you get your eyebrows waxed
it
or always, something?
It's because I wear a hat. You don't see them.
Oh, okay.
But yes, I do have them done professionally.
It looks good. Who do you go to? Because, no, you can share with
my friend Robin, who works downtown in Seattle.
Wow, that is
Robin
very
Carter.
Good.
She does a wonderful job.
I know. Well, let me just say a few things. We're going to pick the angel card in a second. We're going to bring Sue Storm on. We have a lineup this week that I want to tell everyone about. Tomorrow, we will have with us Mary Kay. She is the publisher of Bellissima magazine, and she will be joining us tomorrow to tell us a little bit about Bellissima, a contest they're doing, a makeover contest that they will be actually finalizing at the women's conference coming up in 2 weeks.
Really?
So she'll be with us today.
Cool.
And then on Wednesday, we have with us Mariah Marston, and we still have some giveaways. We're going to be giving away on that show seats to the Friday night full weekend workshops. We're going to be talking to Mariah on Wednesday. And also, while we're talking to Mariah, we're going to be talking to the Tibetan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Juwaku.
Juwaku.
We got that. So we still have subscriptions to give away to that. We have tickets on Friday. Boy, this is like, this is turkey medicine. Turkey medicine's about giving away. And then Thursday, we have joining us Krishna Das, who is in town for a concert chanting. And folks, you will hear Krishna Das is sponsoring our show, as Mariah Marston is, as is Bellissima. We have got the sponsors opening the floodgates to abundance.
That's good.
Right here, right now.
Absolutely.
And then we have on Friday, we really do have chairman, founder of Staples, Tom Stember.
All right.
He will be here. And you know what? We've got some questions for him.
Doesn't he have any more stores to open up that Friday?
He's calling from the cell phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the floor. Yeah, no, it's...
he's calling.
Yeah, highlighters are down aisle 5. I'll be there in a second. Hey, yeah, Pat,
you know what?
I was...
after the interview with Congressman McDermott from the airport, I'm okay.
Yeah, I know. That's all good with us.
I figured I have passed the test with that.
Very cool.
Incoming. I got to catch a plane. No. Okay, so hold on. We're going to pull the angel card right now, and then we're going to get Sue Storm on the phone.
Peace.
Yes. What does that mean? Because that's like...
Well, I'm finding peace because Linda's here.
I know. So I am so finding
we're
peace.
We're always at peace because things are running even more smoothly than they are with her here.
I know.
I'm so glad you're here. While I flip to this and there's giving out hand signals over here. Peace. A deep sense of belonging and calm abiding. Or is it abiding?
It's whatever you make it.
I think it's abiding.
Okay.
Cultivate a state of... Oh, you're going to have to... Equanimity?
Okay.
I can't read that one.
Where are we?
Peace.
Equanimity.
Equanimity.
Yeah, okay.
That's a tough one to say.
Yeah, it's
hard. I can't
hard.
Say that
it's
one
It's a tough
very
one
well.
To see without my glasses.
Whew. Okay. Rest in tranquility, free from attachment and aversion. Mm-hmm. So let me read it again.
Mm-hmm.
A deep sense of belonging and calm abiding. Cultivate a state of equanimity.
You got it.
Okay.
You're on it.
Rest in tranquility, free from attachment and aversion.
Yes. And, you know, we are just rocking and rolling here with this. Peace. We have we're in this. I don't know if you know what happens, but after we do the radio show, we kind of, you know, have a lot of things that we do. But one of the things that I also do with people is visioning. And mm-hmm. so we have started the visioning process for crust busting as a whole. You know, this is crust busting in the world beyond the radio. And we're looking at so many things, including we're partnering with Reverend Bonnie Barnard and Contact Talk Radio for the New Thought Breakfast, which is coming up.
Ooh.
And as part of that, we are going to be doing a prequel. Is it a prequel to the event?
I would call it a prequel.
Yes, it's a crust-busting workshop. And we'll talk more about the format. We'll talk more about what that looks like as we go forward. The event, the New Thought Breakfast, is in April. And we will be giving out lots of information for that. We're planning an entire lineup of teleseminars for crust-busting. We've got so many things. We've created what we're calling our crust-busting academy, which will include, you know, membership for different people.
Right.
I mean, it's just when the ideas come, folks,
you can't stop them. That's
yeah.
right.
Just make sure, you know, you want your typewriter, your pencil, whatever it is, just let them in, let them come down.
Typewriter? That's like 80s.
Did I say typewriter?
Yeah, it's
Do you know
like computer
why?
Internet.
You know why I said typewriter?
Because
I'm just
typewriter?
Thinking about Tom Stenberg and his story that he was on a typewriter and the ribbon thing. Okay.
Okay.
He must be with me. He's
there you
listening.
Go.
Well, we're going to dial up Sue Storm. We're going to take a short break. But before we take a break, we should give out the number.
I think we should.
Let's do it.
Okay. Local number, 425-373-5527. Again, it's 425-373-5527. And our favorite handy-dandy toll-free number, west of the Cascades, Puget Sound area, really local.
Yeah.
1-888-298-5569, which also conveniently spells KKNW. Again, it's 1-888-298-5569.
And very soon we will have a toll-free number from anywhere. We've got it, actually, and can't figure out how to activate it.
We'll get to it.
All right. You can email me at live@crustbusting.com with your angel questions. We'll be right back with Dr. Pat and
Benny Mathers and
Linda and
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm, the angel lady. Magnificent.
Awesome.
We're back. Love that song. And we have Sue Storm right here, right now. And we have our first caller because we are heating up the airwaves. We have several callers already. But let's go.
All right.
Hi, Mandy. We're here for you.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I was wondering if I could get my two sons' angels' names.
Have you already gotten yours?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. It
and
changed
what are
everything.
Your son's name?
My younger son is Matthew.
Okay.
And my older son.
Should we start with Matthew? Fine. All right. Well, Matthew has Lucien, Lucien, who's the angels of resources, and that works with prosperity, wealth, and joy. He'll support you someday.
Oh,
and then he has Rachel, angel of inspiration, and he's very inspiring. He's a neat kid, is what I hear.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Archangel Michael, which is guidance and protection.
Oh, how exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, the other boy's name is Joshua.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now that, his energy is just so bright. He's so curious and inquisitive.
I know.
Yeah, you know, a really bright kid. And he has, which is interesting, Loretta, the angel of new enterprise, and that means that he'll go into his own business when he gets older. And Nancy, the angel of productivity, so the business is going to get things done. And also Uriel, who encourages prosperity. Hey, your kids are going to support you.
Yeah. Hey, boy, how long before I can bring them on for an internship?
Hey, anytime now.
How old are they?
Matthew is 9 and Joshua is 12.
Oh, good.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
They're wonderful children. You take good care of them.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you were able to call in, Mandy, because don't you have
me
to
too.
Go off and teach?
Yeah, in 15 minutes. I was pushing it.
You're doing good.
Okay, take care.
I know my priority. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Wow. Wow. Let me give out the number again. You're listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And again on Mondays, as with every Monday, Sue Storm, the angel lady, if you have a question for your angels, or if you'd like to know who your angels are, or if you'd like to know who the angels are for friends or family, you can call us here at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. 1-888-298-5569. That's west of the Cascades. 1-888-888, right? 1-888. 1-888-298-5569. We have a couple of lines open now, and you have wanted me to let you know that, so dial as you may. Let's take Laurie.
Hello.
Hi, Laurie. How are you?
I'm very good. Can you hear me fine?
We can hear you.
Oh, good. I just want to say thank you. I heard this show for the first time last Monday, and I went, oh, I have to talk to Sue.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
So, okay, here I am.
Well, I have, I'd like to know who my angels are, and then I also have a question.
Okay, good. Well, let's give you your angels first. You have Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting, and she attracts wealth, prosperity, and joy. And then you have Raphael, who's healing and compassion. And Raphael is the angel for you that just gives you that warm, understanding heart that they say that you have.
Mm.
And yes, and then Tarina, who's the angel of attraction. And this is the angel of romance, soulmates, but it also she also attracts wealth and happiness, too.
Okay.
How is your social life?
My social life is wonderful. I have a great husband.
Mm. Oh, see, then she attracted the right one. Hooray, Tarina. There we go.
Wow.
Okay, and did you have a question for me?
Yes, I have a question. It's a legal matter with an ex-husband over some retirement benefits, and I have a choice of just not worrying about it and letting it go or pursuing it.
I'm hearing pursuing it is not going to help very much.
Okay.
And you already sort of know that on some level?
Uh-huh.
Is that true?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. But also, let's give her one of our certificates so I can talk to her in more depth.
Yes, this sounds like one of those intimate conversations,
yes,
I think. Okay, Laurie, thank you so much. If you stay on
thank
the line,
you.
The magnificent Linda will get some information from you, and we'll get that off to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right, thanks, Sue.
Okay.
Benny, who do we have now?
I believe we have Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just wanted to know two things.
Okay.
Is there an angel called Laura? And two, is there an angel that's in charge of organization?
Yes, we have an organization angel. Her name is Joanne.
You had a strange remark after that. Why that? I'm curious.
Yeah, me too.
Why did I kind of...
Chris.
From Chris.
Oh, okay. What did Chris say?
Your response.
Oh, I just said, oh.
Oh, I thought you were surprised. Like, when she said it, you're like, ooh, like maybe you had a friend or...
Oh, well, no.
No, okay. Well,
but I will sure call upon Joanne.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
okay,
I think we're all going to do that.
I also have another one. We actually have the Angel of Organization. I mean, that's the full title of Jason, J-A-S-O-N.
Great.
Okay. And then we have an article or a whole chapter about organization in the Angel First Aid RX for Success book. If that's something that you want to do, call the 800 number. It's 800-323-1790, and we'll get you out one of these books. Okay?
Great. And my question on Laura.
You know what? Laura. I haven't come across an angel named Laura, but let me ask them. They're telling me that she's the angel that builds your spirit.
Wow, Laura builds your spirit. I think, you know, at the angel meeting today, I think that's one I'm going to call in today.
Okay, sounds good.
How does that sound, Chris?
Now, wonderful.
I have a question for you because I have heard so much in the past week about organization from so many people. I've got to get organized. I've got to get organized. Is that kind of, you know, what's going on for you?
Yes. Very much so.
And is it part of business or your home?
No, it's part of acquiring an estate and not knowing what to part with and what to keep.
She needs a gift certificate.
Oh, see, now, how did I know
give her
that?
Some angel advice here.
Yeah, how did I know there was something underneath
yes,
that?
There is.
Yes,
okay.
There is.
Right.
Okay, so
thank you
if
so
you
much.
Stay on the line, I think that's a conversation that Sue Storm can definitely help you with. So
great.
Stay on the line.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, good.
Way to go, Sue. This is like a tag team, isn't it?
All right. Let's bring on, who do we have? Judy?
Judy.
Let's bring on Judy.
Judy,
are you there?
Hi, Judy.
I am here.
Wow.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. I am so glad I'm home on Mondays.
Has Sue given
She gave
I'm
me
so
her,
glad
my
I'm
angel.
On the show on Monday.
Yes.
She gave me my angels a couple of weeks ago and gave me some advice on my older daughter.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That it was stuff I needed to stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a meth addict. She's now in jail again getting out, but she's sick.
Mm.
And it's something that cannot be let go. This illness has to be taken care of. And she says she's trying to get into clean and sober housing because she's been clean and sober for 2 months, but it's the process. And I feel put upon again that I may have to bring her into my home and the whole difficulty with that energy because of this illness she's got. And I need help knowing what to do and where I should go. I'm just angry about it.
Mm.
Yeah, I think we should give her a gift certificate so we can talk about it more in depth. But what I'm feeling right now is that there is another place for her. I mean, there will be some place so that you don't have to bring her back into your home. Because that's not healthy for you.
Mm.
Her unhealthy disease is creating an unhealthy atmosphere for you. But I do feel like since she's staying sober that it's going to get better. I do feel that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Is this other place something I can help her find? Or is she going to get out of jail for not calling her parole officer on Friday and just be on the street with this hideous infection she's got?
Mm.
That worries
me. You know
me
what?
Because it's something
call me after the show and let's talk about it. Because
okay.
It's going to take me really going up to the angelic realm and getting you some, what they have termed hot answers. So
yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Let's get them for you, okay?
So let's do that. Okay, if you stay on the line, we'll make sure that we get information. But more importantly, let me give you Sue's number.
Okay.
1-800-323-1790. That's 1-800-323-1790.
Well, this is just a gift from God. Thank you.
Okay,
oh, thank
you're
you.
Welcome. My pleasure.
And so are you.
Thank
Judy.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Sue. Thank you so much. Shall we keep going?
Let's go with Cecilia.
All right. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good, good.
Excellent.
Have you gotten your angel names before?
Actually, I want to ask if you can do angel names for my unborn son that will be born this June. I'm 7 months pregnant.
Congratulations.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you. And his name is Michael.
Oh, wonderful. That's an auspicious name, really, after our archangel.
That's right.
That is correct. That's the name we named him after.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. His archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Right.
And then the angel that just jumps out at me is Joseph, the angel of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just going to be what I call a joy boy, okay? Just a really neat baby, always smiling, happy, very bright, very bright.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is Eileen, the angel of happiness. And it's interesting because before you and I started talking, when we just started getting introduced, I kept hearing Eileen, angel of happiness. So that's one for your baby.
Wonderful.
I love that joy boy.
Isn't that cute?
I love that, Sue. That's so wonderful. My heart just got all tingly from that. Wow.
You're going to have wonderful. Is this the first child?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're going to have a great time with this baby.
I'm already having a great time. His energy is amazing.
He's not kicking at you right now?
I'm sorry, what was that, Sue?
He's not kicking you right now?
Actually, he is. He's been kind of, very active. Actually, as you're talking, he's kind of doing somersaults. Cartwheels of joy.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great
day.
You're
welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Sue?
That's a cute one, yes.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love that joy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
Good idea.
It is. You know, I have an email I want to cover before we take the next callers, because it's from Kathy. And Kathy has, gotten her angels. She emails in from Arkansas. And so part of her manifestation had to do with providing enough financial money and opportunity to come up and go to this seminar that's coming up for her this weekend.
Oh, okay.
That was part of the angel process. Now what she'd like to know is, can you please ask Sue Storm how my weekend seminar coming up will be in Austin? She already gave me my angels. Thanks a lot.
I think it's going to be incredible. It's going to lift her spirits. It's going to just be an exciting, wonderful experience, and she's going to meet some people there that are going to be friends for a long time.
Oh, that's very exciting. That's very exciting.
The angels will be there with her, too, they're just telling me.
Mm-hmm. Is there an angel that comes to mind for this seminar?
Actually, it's Jacob, the angel of education, because this is definitely a learning situation.
Okay. Oh, Jacob, that's wonderful. Wow. You know, Sue, I want to just let our listeners know that we are going to take a short break right now. Are we're ready for the break, aren't we, Benny?
I'm going over here.
Because we've got three new callers, and we're going to clear the line. We're going to give out the number again, and we're going to keep going because can you just feel these angels?
There's a lot of them floating around, running around.
You know, so let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with Sue Storm. You're listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat Basile, and
Benny Mathers.
Right.
We'll be right back. Someone so fine, how do you talk to an angel?
I love this. I love Mondays.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so awesome, right?
We've got
the angels in here.
Shoes.
I really am.
Coming out of your shoes.
Yes, I am. I'm coming out of my shoes. I sit in one of the tallest chairs they have in the room because I like my legs to be kind of dangling like I used to do when I was a kid.
Oh.
You know, so I get in these big chairs. And I actually need a little step ladder to come up. Well, let's do this. Let us start. Let's take a caller. We have Ted.
Okay.
Actually, let's go with Misha. She's been on longer.
Misha. Okay. Hi, Misha.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, okay.
Now, has Sue given you your angels? I think so, yeah?
No, I haven't talked to her today.
But has she ever given you your angels?
She gave me two of them, but the third one, I have to ask her to spell it because I couldn't figure out what it was.
How do you say it?
Uriel?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep, angel
that's
of
the
money.
One. That's what I thought.
I've got that.
How do you spell that?
Uriel.
Oh, I got that right. Now, a friend of mine said that they got the first two angels, but they said I had Julius.
No, Uriel.
Uriel.
Julia? You don't see that.
No,
they're wrong, because that's not an angel I have.
Can you tell me what's coming up for me in my
Well, the first thing I hear is a lot more love. I see a picture of you smiling. And
a lot more love.
Love.
A lot more love coming into your life.
Oh, good. How about healing me?
Do we have a health problem I should look at?
I've had candidas, and I've injured my knees and stuff over the years working, and I'm having a time trying to get them healed. I'm working on myself, but haven't been getting too much accomplished on it.
Okay, well, let's give her a gift certificate so we can talk further.
Okay.
But also, what am I thinking? I'm thinking that laughing, you know, smiling,
yeah.
Laughing. It
okay.
just feels like your energy is stuck. It's stuck in your knees. You need to do like a Tai Chi if you can or something that just gets your energy moving.
Well, I do use the rebounder, and that helps a little bit.
Good.
Okay.
That's good. But also do some meditative type motion.
Okay.
Tai Chi or
mm-hmm.
Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
Qigong is wonderful for healing.
Yeah, it is.
Meditative motion?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it. We'll get your gift certificate
okay.
and we can
and
talk
then
about it.
The other time I called, I didn't get to ask you my son. He's 32. Shu, can you tell me who his angels are?
All right.
What's his first name?
Shu, S-H-U.
Oh, okay.
He's 32.
I thought you were saying Sue. I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Chu-Yin,
actually, Pong.
Timothy, the angel of good fortune, is number one, and that's certainly the best angel to have.
Oh.
And Perry, the angel of music. Is he into music?
No, but he used to play in the jazz band in the 90 and 91 when he was in high school, and he did really well, but he doesn't into music other than listening to
it. You know what?
It.
He should go back at some point.
Oh, what was it? Carrie? How do you
Perry.
Spell that?
Perry. P as in Paul, E-R-R-I-E.
Hmm.
Oh, Carrie. K-E-R-R-I-E?
P as in Paul.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah.
P-E-R-R-I-E?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Angel of music.
Great.
Okay.
And he just has two.
Okay. And then he also has Archangel Raphael, healing and compassion.
Oh,
and it
great.
Feels like he just feels his music. Music just, you know, stimulates his soul, just brings him to the present moment. So I thoroughly encourage him to get back into music.
Oh, brings him to the present because he never talks much.
Yeah.
Except about aviation.
Okay. Well, music doesn't have to be a career. It can be a hobby, but
yes.
Get him back
sure.
into it, okay?
Okay. Well, I am so grateful to you, Sue and Pat, for
thank
being
you.
There. And we it's just a joy to hear you. I listen to you every Monday.
That's
thank
wonderful.
You.
Thank
great.
You so much.
Thank you, Misha.
Okay,
okay
remember,
thank you, Pat.
Remember to laugh. We're doing the laughing thing. We're actually going to start a laughing segment on the show.
Good. We need that.
It really tickles you right from your toes right up to making the hair on your head stand up.
Great.
Without any product.
Okay.
All right.
Love
thank
to
you.
Both. Okay. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Sue. We've got our next caller now. We've got Ted.
Yes, how are you?
Well, Ted, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. Terrific, in fact. I'm going through a lot of changes, especially as far as my thinking and spirituality, and I wondered if you could give me some names that might help me.
Would you like your angels?
Yes, I sure would.
All right, Sue.
Okay, well, the first one you have just so many. They're just moving them all in. You have more than three, but to
give
you three, you have Caroline, the angel of positive thinking. And certainly she's going to help you with everything. And then you have Evelyn, the angel of manifesting. And, of course, her job is to attract wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. And that seems like where you're at is personal growth right now.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then Uriel, who also encourages prosperity. So if you're worried, don't worry too much. These angels are going to help. And Uriel also works with enlightenment.
Mm.
So that would be sort of the direction if I'm trying to get some sort of insight into things.
Yes, and also I would suggest the Angel First Aid books. Why don't we give you a free Angel First Aid RX for Success?
Let's do that.
Because it looks like that's what
you're
looking for.
Yes, let's do that. Boy, I love what you said about opening up to spirituality and new ways of doing that. I think that, Sue, you've given me, you've said Uriel is one of mine, angels as well.
Oh, really?
And yes, it's really a whole way of thinking, actually, for me. And let me just say this to you, Ted.
Uh-huh.
3 o'clock every Monday, not just to Ted, but everyone out there, 3 o'clock every Monday, I have what I call the collective angel meeting. So I sit down and really call an angel meeting, call my angels. I invite all of the listeners to join me.
It's like the Board of Angels.
It's actually, it's like the entire, it's a community.
Yes, it's community. Yes. It's a Board of Angels.
And what they have said to me is, okay, we may not be able to get to everybody, so you may have to, you know, schedule another meeting with a couple of them. But, and I do that. And so, Ted, 3 o'clock, if you're not doing anything and you want to sit down and just call a few, let's do it.
Okay, terrific.
All right, thank you. Stay on the line, and Linda will get some information.
Okay, thanks so much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome. And, Pat, let me give you to use today. Let's use some special angels today. Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy, that angel of productivity that's helping with organization.
Yes.
Okay, and Rachel, the angel of inspiration.
Oh.
Those are the two angels that want to be there for sure at your angel meeting.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that.
Can I jump in really fast? Misha, we need to have you call back and get your information. Apparently, we lost her. So, if Misha,
come on,
if you're
Misha.
Still listening, call back.
Come on, Misha.
Thanks, Sue.
Thanks,
okay.
Sue. Okay, I've got it. Nancy and Rachel. Oh, wow. All right.
Go to Brian?
All right, let's go to Brian. Let's go to Brian.
Okay, I got it. Nancy and Rachel.
Brian, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, can you turn down your radio?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Oh, that's funny hearing us.
I know, kind of delay like, in the background.
Hi,
hey,
Brian.
That's us. We're talking to
that
us.
That was kind of funny. Hi, Brian. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show. Have you ever gotten your angels from Sue?
No, never.
Good. Okay.
I've never had any angels.
Yes.
Well, you do. You just are unaware.
I just don't know them.
Yes, that's right.
Good answer.
Okay. So Gabriel is the archangel that's with you, and that's messages and communication. And Joseph, the angel of joy, so you have that wonderful angel. And then you also have Lucien, L-U-C-I-A-N, who's the angel of resources, and that's opportunity, prosperity, wealth, and joy. So you have a lot of really good, secure, financially secure angels.
Wow.
Now, do we need to get them working a little better?
Yeah.
Is that what
it
the wow
sounds
was?
Like it. I think that would be great. I'm trying to go back to school.
Mm.
Who should I be talking to about that?
Okay, well, specifically going back to school is Jacob, the angel of education, while you're in school and to help you with your studies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and then Jeremiah is the angel of financial security.
Wow.
Great.
So what they're saying is this little remedy that we're using about getting the molecules to move faster.
Yeah.
Just ask the molecules of financial prosperity to move faster in your life.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised how things will just open up.
What are you going back to school? What are you interested in studying? Since
K-8 certification.
Oh, good.
Very good. And we'll hold that for you.
Oh, thank you.
We will absolutely hold that for you. Hold the success in that and what you... And follow up with us so that we can find out what your angels have said to you and what direction you're taking.
Well, thank you very much.
We love the ongoing success stories.
Yes. I hope it's a success.
It is.
Oh,
it absolutely is. Sue and I are in harmony on this.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
We're right there with you. Okay.
Thanks for the good news.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Well,
bye.
Sue, I have Grace, I'm not sure if you're listening today, but I know you called in to the show last time. And if you would like to call in at 425-373-5527, that's 425-373-5527. I would like to know if you still want me to ask this question about your selling of your house. I think you might want me to, but I want to make sure just in case that hasn't kind of resolved itself. So, hey, Benny,
should we
take a short break and then come back?
Yeah, we could do that. Sure.
Do you want to?
Absolutely.
Let's take a short break.
Right.
Then we're going to come back. We have Kathleen and Linda and an open line.
That's right.
All right.
Which is 425-373-5527 and a toll-free number of 1-888-298-5569.
Or you can send an email right now, just like Kathy does, at live@crustbusting.com. We'll be right back with Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat.
And producer Benny Mathers.
And the amazing Sue Storm.
Someone so fine. How do you talk to an angel? How do you hold her close to where you are? Someone so fine.
Well, you call 425-373-5527 right here, Crustbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life, every Monday with the amazing Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Let's take our next caller.
We have Linda.
All right.
Let's
Hi, Linda.
Linda, are you there?
Hi, Linda.
Did she step away from the phone or
Linda?
Something?
Linda? Oh, hello.
Oh, there you are.
Hi,
there
she is.
Here. She's all listening to the radio like, oh, my gosh, they're saying my name.
Well, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I've called before and got my angels.
Okay.
And I need to know my daughter's angels
okay.
and her situation.
And what's her name?
Her name is Kathy.
Ooh, a really lovely, lovely person
is
what I hear.
Yes.
And she has Lorena, the angel of divine grace, and there's a lot of divine grace in that girl. There really is. And Uriel, who encourages prosperity and inspires spirituality. And then she also has William, the angel of peace.
Mm.
Got some very loving angels.
Mm. Does this sound like your daughter?
Oh, yes. Oh, even more so. I mean, she's just been a delight her whole life.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. But she's in a serious situation with her home. She's scheduled to lose it, and she's in a darling neighborhood with really wonderful neighbors and have supported her since her husband left, and she's not doing anything. She's not making
You know what? This is another gift certificate, so I can get in there and help her save it. Let's see if the angels can jump in here and do some turning around somehow.
Oh, good.
Okay, so do you want to take over from there, Pat?
Yes, I will. Linda, and Sue, would you do this with her daughter or with Linda?
No, with her daughter, if that's okay.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Okay.
Sure.
Linda, if you stay on the line,
yes.
Linda,
the other Linda,
will get the information from you so you could connect directly with Sue and have your daughter do that.
Wonderful.
All
and
right.
so that we don't wait too long
yes.
for the gift certificate to get there and everything, just have her call 800-323-1790, and I'll talk to her yet today so we can get started.
Oh,
so Linda,
that is wonderful.
So would you have your daughter do that then?
Yes, I can get a hold of her.
And what's her first name?
It was Kathy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
Kathy
again. Okay,
All right.
great.
Thank you, Sue.
All right.
Wow.
Hang tight there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Next one down.
Kathleen.
Let's go to Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you had your angels?
I was being prepared with that. No, I haven't. And
okay.
Thank you for the goosebump experience. Just the whole radio station, Cameron, Lucia, and
yes.
you, Dr. Pat, everybody. But then Sue Storm, just the listening to other people every week. It's great. And with me, I've been wanting to call you I just got so many, should I just say open slate, what comes to you? I mean, I just have so many questions, so many concerns.
Okay, well, we can answer one question on the air. And did you say you had your angels already?
I can barely hear you, I'm sorry.
Oh, did you say?
Have you had your angels?
No, I haven't.
All right, let's start there.
Okay, so let's start with her angels, answer one question on the air, then we'll give her a gift certificate, and then the angels can tackle all the other ones. How about that?
That sounds good.
Oh, okay. I just thought if just whoever came to you, whatever, I would just leave an open slate. Whatever,
okay. Well,
whatever, whoever bombarded you.
There's so many areas going on in your life that I want to get to all of them, okay?
Okay, good, good, good.
Okay, good. Well, the first angel I hear for you is Florence, the angel of compassion. And she tells me you're a very compassionate soul, very understanding. And one of the key qualities about you is that you understand or try to understand other people.
Okay, but I can barely hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold
there,
on.
There, that's good.
There we go.
Yeah.
Even more than you think that you understand them, you have a real connection to people. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
You're
okay.
Compassionate.
I hope so.
Okay. And then your archangel is Gabriel, and that's invention, communication, and the arts. And then you also have this other interesting, this is the best guardian angel to have, and it's Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, who's the angel of children, and she works with nurturing in children.
Mm. And what's your question, Kathleen? You said you had one question.
Oh, no, I have so many, but I should pick one, right?
You pick one.
I don't know whether to, what's going on with just my personal life, my family, or
is there something
that,
with
the
health?
Work with my animals, whichever comes into you.
What about a health?
Health. That
your
too.
Health or your animal's health?
Oh, pardon me?
Health. Either yours or your animals, or I heard the
mine.
Word health from the
mine.
Animals.
But I do work with animals, so okay. I didn't know if that came in.
All right. But
okay.
It's your health.
Health. H-E-A.
Yes.
Yes. Is your health okay?
No, there's lots of things starting to slip.
Okay, all right. That's what they want to address.
Okay.
So what they're saying is that you spend so much energy and time helping others and taking care of the animals and doing all those things. You haven't taken time just to be who you are and feel the good inside of you and work with your own energy. And so they want you to focus on helping yourself with more energy. And there's a remedy in the book called Vitality Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, for all the listeners, this is the remedy to do if you're looking to lose weight, if you want to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your left hand on your throat, and the right hand hangs down at your side, and the wrist turns clockwise. And that will bring you more energy. That'll beef you up so that you feel better and you can handle some of the other problems.
The right hand hangs down.
Yeah.
The right hand hangs down, mm-hmm. and the wrist just turns.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that's the best one. If they use no other remedies, that's the best one for money, and it's the best one for losing weight and keeping yourself upbeat and happy.
Oh, we're gonna practice this one.
Okay, we could do it at the angel meeting.
We can do it at 3 o'clock today at the angel meeting.
All
okay?
right,
we're
Thank
gonna
you.
Do that. Well, stay on the line, Kathleen.
Okay, thank you, Sue.
We'll get some information from you, and
okay.
you'll connect directly with the angel lady.
Thank you.
Okay. Great.
Bye.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Okay, we have Colleen next.
Let's see. Colleen is on number two.
Hi, Colleen.
Number two.
Hi, Colleen. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Well, good
Hi.
Morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Now, have you had your angels from Sue?
No, I haven't.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Colleen. Well, the first one I hear is Rita, R-I-T-A, who's the angel of writing. And they tell me that you are very good with your mind and that you definitely should start writing. And maybe it's even a children's book, but you definitely should start writing if you haven't already.
Oh, my God.
Do you write?
I don't, but I'm right in a career path exploration, and I've got so many ideas, and about 3 days ago, something came into my head just jumping in, because things seem to do that a lot lately, and it was about children's books.
Okay. Well,
now you've got,
are on
I'm
top of this.
Now.
Now we've got your attention, huh?
Yes. Now I'm petrified, and maybe I should hang up.
Oh, no.
No, they're really encouraging you because you're very gifted and talented, and they want you to start doing that. That's your calling, they tell me.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Archangel Michael is your archangel, and
uh-huh.
then you have Tara, T-A-R-A, who's the angel
okay.
of love, and she's going to help you when you write also.
Wow.
Isn't this amazing? So you have said you've been hearing a lot of voices.
A ton of them. There's so much going on that I don't know what to do. And it's. I guess I've had some interesting things where it was too hard to ignore regarding the funeral business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that's somewhat forefront. And I right now have my own house cleaning business, which
mm-hmm.
I love.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready to take a turn, and I'm getting signed up for a Reiki course because mm-hmm. I've had some profound things going on in relation to kind of meditation and then mm-hmm. working on friends and family. And them calling me back and saying, I don't know what you did, but it worked, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Wow.
Well, I just hear the word right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay?
That sounds great.
Well, thank you so much. Now I have a lot to think about.
Yeah, good luck to you.
And please stay in touch with us, because we'd like to support you on your journey. I know what the writing journey is like. I'm undertaking that myself, and so does Sue.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we want to, and again, we'll be having that meeting at 3 today. And
no, I just tuned in. I didn't hear about that.
Well, what I do is every Monday at 3 o'clock, I call an angel meeting. And
oh.
So I invite each of the listeners to kind of sit down at around 3 in that specific
uh-huh.
time
uh-huh.
and to tune in to what you'd like to know from your angels.
Oh, okay.
And it's Rita, right, Sue, is the angel?
The angel of writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'll be there at 3.
All right.
Okay,
we'll see you at 3.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We have Martha now. Hi, Martha. Good morning, Martha.
Hi.
I'm glad you could call in. Thank you.
I am, too. I might have to hang up and go on the phone, listen on the radio.
Has Sue done the angels before?
No.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Well, you have actually so many, they're just jumping at me. So here we go. Rachel, the angel of inspiration, is definitely with you. And she tells me that you inspire others, that you get an idea, you follow through with it, and you absolutely inspire others. And then you have William, the angel of peace, who's bringing more joy and harmony into your life. And Gabriel, who works with messages, invention, and communication. Okay?
How does that sound?
Oh,
go ahead, Martha.
Can I ask a question?
All right.
Yes.
Why am I so tired and angry?
So tired, she said?
And angry. Tired and angry.
Okay, there's a gift certificate.
Absolutely.
That's we'll have to work out with her.
Okay, would you please stay on the line, Martha, because I think you and Sue are going to have one of these one-on-ones. So if Linda could get that information from you, Sue will be able to help you out with that.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, good.
All right, Sue, we have two more callers we're getting ready to take right now, and Linda will get Martha's information. Hi, Cynthia.
Yes.
Are you the good morning.
Good morning.
Has Sue done the angels with you yet?
No.
All right.
Okay. Well, the first one I hear is Eileen, who's the angel of happiness.
I can't hear you.
Eileen, the angel of happiness. Can you hear that?
I can't hear you.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Oops.
Okay. We'll come back to her, and then we'll go to Sterling right now.
Okay. Okay, Cynthia, hold on. I know you're going to another phone. We haven't lost you. You're still on there.
Yep.
Let's go to Sterling. Hi, Sterling.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good.
Have Sue done the angels for you yet?
No, not right. yet. I could use an angel or two today.
All right. Come to the right place. Go, Sue.
Okay. Well, you have Robert, the angel of balance, and he brings you peace of mind, equilibrium, and Lucien, the angel of resources, that's opportunity, prosperity, wealth, and joy. And then Uriel, who encourages prosperity. So you have a lot of money angels, love, prosperity is just health, happiness, love. You have very good angels.
What, Uriel was the third one?
Yes.
And that was prosperity?
Yes.
And who was the second one? I'm sorry.
Robert, and did you get the second one?
No, I didn't hear the second one. I'm sorry.
Lucien. Lucian, angel of resources.
Lucian?
Yeah. Correct.
How are you doing, Sterling?
Oh, I could use a few angels today.
Okay.
It was a tough weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything you want to ask Sue about that?
Oh, no. You've had too many people ask your questions. I'll just sit with these angels, and they sound like some good ones, and so...
What the angels are telling me is that you need Tara, the angel of love,
yes,
and Barry, the angel of strength, because love and strength is going to help get you through all of this.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Okay?
That sounds good. Thank you so much for
being
there.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you, Pat.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Cynthia, are you there?
Let's try to bring back Cynthia.
Cynthia, hi, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it again.
Okay.
Everyone can hear everybody?
Yes.
Yay, okay, we have a couple minutes.
Okay, Cynthia, you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony, peace and harmony, and then you have Nancy, angel of productivity, performance, output, and your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection, and they're telling me that you have wonderful ideas, follow through on them. Don't let people distract you, I guess, from what you want to do in life.
Who was Sarah? Was Harmony and
Harmony.
The next one was
Productivity. Nancy.
But who was that?
Nancy. Yep.
And then Michael.
Right. Well, can I say that my husband died suddenly, and I'm in the middle of some terrible legal problems, and we'd like some help with that.
Oh, absolutely. Let's give you a gift certificate.
Yes, let's do
and
that right
we
now.
Can get some info. Yeah. So hold on for that, okay?
Hold on, thank you. Cynthia, and Linda will get some information so that Sue can connect with you directly. Yeah.
Thanks, Cynthia. We just have to run. We're kind of running short on
time. Thank you, Sue. Here we go. The lineup today was...
Mandy and her lovable students who are actually in class right now, so we want to thank her and her students. Laurie, Chris, Judy, Cecilia, Misha, and her son, Shu.
Mm-hmm.
Ted, Brian, Linda, Kathleen, Colleen, Martha, Cynthia, and of course Sterling.
And Kathy online,
right.
Wow, we are rocking here. Well, thank you so much, Sue. Thank you, listeners. You are so awesome. Join us here tomorrow. We will have Mary Kay on from Bellissima Magazine. We'll be talking about that. We have got a new record for this station.
17.
All right, thank you.
We
are just doing it. Sue, you have a great one. Talk to you later. Listeners, you are awesome. This is me, Dr. Pat Basile, and we'll be back tomorrow with Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life and
producer Benny Mathers.
All right. Have a fabulous day.
See you tomorrow.